Sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now notice how when you take the meditation posture, how when you push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling, the mind and the body already start settling. The mind and the body know that this is meditation. Okay, we're going to do three deep breaths, and then we're going to get into the primary meditation right thereafter. So go ahead and inhale super deep and retain the breath below the navel. Retain the breath. And now exhale and extend the length of the exhale. And once again, inhale deeply. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And now one last time, inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Okay, good. All right. Now we're going to identify the problematic behavior. So kind of look back over your life. And to be clear, we're looking at your life more recently. What negative behaviors keep presenting themselves? These are negative behaviors you're aware of. You've tried to fix, but they seem very intransigent, very stuck, very impervious to change. Notice them. And so identify the behavior that you want to work on, that you would like that it change. And now name this behavior. And now also it can be helpful to think of this behavior as a part of you. So this is my such and such part. So name this behavior in such a way that it's memorable. Also, it can be useful to categorize the behavior in terms of overcompensation, so like an overly active fighting or controlling kind of behavior, avoidance. This can often look like self-soothing or repression. Like, you know, maybe kind of an addictive behavior that helps you avoid. Or an excessively passive and excessively accepting kind of surrender mode. And it also might not fit into one of those three categories. That's fine. Okay. So see that clearly. And now see yourself acting out this negative behavior. Now really inhabit the space of acting out the behavior. And now, what beliefs about self arise? How do you view yourself? You might view yourself in a negative light. Likely that would be the case. How do you view the world? And how do you view others when you feel compelled to act out this behavior? Okay, so this way that you view self, other, and world, this is the schema. This is the belief. Often it's something like, I'm not safe, not trustworthy, or maybe I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for others. Others are better than me, or I'm incompetent, or I need to take care of others, something like that. So get clear on the belief. And then again, this would be worth writing down. Okay, good. And now, this is really interesting. See how this view of self, other, and world makes the behavior either necessary or just an unintended consequence. So to be clear, if you have the belief, the behavior just naturally arises. Go ahead and see that clearly now. Like, yeah, of course, if I had this belief, of course I would act out this behavior that way. Makes perfect sense. Go ahead and see that clearly now. Okay. All right, now come back into the belief. So like restate the belief and like say it out loud. And then notice the resonance of your saying the negative belief out loud. Okay. Very good. Now, let's go back into the behavior. Notice how there's a very clear kind of set of stereotyped ways of behaving, feeling, seeing the world when you're acting out your behavior. It's all very stereotyped, very repetitive. Also, notice how once you get into your mode or your behavior, then a sequence of other behaviors or modes unfold. Go ahead and see that. See how it's very predictable. And also notice there is a sense of clarity that you have, that you actually understand how things unfold once you get into your mode of negative behavior. And to be clear, we're not shaming ourselves. We're just studying the mind. This is interesting. This is good. Okay. And now, see yourself acting out the behavior. And notice how there are all these cues that let you know that the behavior is being acted out. There's a certain kind of signature in the body and in the mind. But let's focus on the body first. What is this particular way that the body feels when you're acting out your mode or your behavior, your negative behavior? What is it like in the body? Investigate that now. And also notice how there is a particular signature in the mind. The mind feels a very particular way when you're in your mode. Go ahead and see that clearly now. Okay. And now let's just study the effects that this negative behavior have on different areas of life. So, okay, see yourself one more time in your behavior, in your mode, acting it out. Now notice what happens in your work life when you're acting out the mode or acting out the behavior? What is your work life like when you're acting it out? And now let's study your social life. So when you're acting out this mode or behavior, what is your social life like? What unfolds in your social life when you're kind of believing all of this, when you're acting out this way? Notice how it's all very stereotyped and repetitive. And now, look at your personal exploration. So once you're in this mode, when you're acting out these behaviors, what happens to the pursuit of what is meaningful to you? The pursuit of your personally meaningful explorations. Do you just set them to the side, neglect them? What is it like? Okay. And now this next step is very important. We want to be fair-minded, see the good and the bad. So at this point, you likely already know some of the negative consequences of this mode of yours or these behaviors, these repetitive behaviors. But now, let's look at their benefits. These behaviors of yours would not be entrenched, repeating themselves through the years, if there were not some sort of benefit. So now go ahead and bring up those benefits and see them clearly. We need to do this in order to be balanced and fair-minded. So, what are the benefits of this behavior? And see how this coping strategy of yours really does work, at least somewhat. Okay, good. Now we'll move into the primary schema repatterning piece of the meditation. So now, one more time, bring up the mode, bring up the behavior. See yourself acting it out. And then go back to how you view self, other, and world. This is your schema. You may have written it down earlier. And so bring up that schema, bring up that negative belief. And now notice, aha, yes, I learned this somewhere. And so now let yourself float back either to childhood, adolescence, or adulthood, and find a time when you learn this. When you learn this negative lesson about self, other, and world. And this memory that you're trying to find can be a real memory, or it can be a composite amalgamated memory. So, and that doesn't matter much. But go ahead and find where it is that you learned this negative lesson. Notice where you are. Notice how old you are in the scene. Notice who you're with. And then, very especially, notice the thoughts and feelings that are coming up. What is this like? Likely, it's pretty unpleasant. Now, this is important. See how these experiences naturally would bring about in anyone this kind of negative belief about self, other, and world. The one that you had identified earlier. Really see that clearly. This is just cause and effect. That's right. Seeing that clearly. Okay, and now come back into the feelings and the thoughts. Really notice what this is like. Okay. And now have the perfect nurturers come into the scene. Again, these are these imaginal parent-like figures that are going to take perfect care of you, and they're not based on your actual parents. So they come into the scene, and the first thing that they do is they keep you safe. If someone treated you poorly, you are protected from that person. A boundary is set. If it would be helpful to you, the perfect nurturers can confront this person that treated you poorly, and you feel stood up for. And of course, they also soothe you. They understand what's going on. So either do this confrontation scene where this other person who treated you poorly is confronted and you are protected, or that also might not be relevant or right for you. And in that case, just have the perfect nurturers soothe you, attune to you, help you feel seen and known. So now go ahead and develop that scene. I'll check back in with you in 1 minute. The perfect nurturers see that this was not your fault. This was just a difficult situation that you found yourself in. But it's all over, and now you're with them. And just notice how they support you in just the right way. They say just the right thing. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now notice how they really get it. They understand what you went through. They would kind of lean in, tilt the head. They say, there, there. It's all over now. You're with us. And once again, they completely know this was not your fault. This was just a difficult situation. And it's all over now. Keep developing the scene in such a way to get your needs met. Keep going. And of course, they also physically soothe you in just the right way. Maybe they gently hold your hand, rest the arm on the shoulder. Or maybe they hold your whole body and rock you. Whatever it is that you need, keep going. That's right, keep going. And also, they're entirely sure that you're going to move through this beautifully. They know that you're going to move through this. And also, they are entirely committed to being there with you forever. And really take that in. Take that in as an emotional truth. You're going to move through this and they're going to be with you. Really take that in. That's right. Keep going. Shaping and reshaping the scene in such a way to get your needs met by the perfect nurturers. And also, this is very important. Notice how they're taking care of you this way. They're supporting you this way. They're soothing you. All of this is a great delight for them. Here they're engaged in the joy of parenting, not the job of parenting. They really love being with you and supporting you this way. Now really take that in. Also, see how you don't have to worry about them or their mental states. Because it's just such a delight to be with you. Go ahead and see that clearly. And they just keep soothing you in just the right way. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep shaping and reshaping the scene. And they might inquire, oh, so what is it that's coming up for you? What emotions are coming up? What thoughts are coming up? And they might take a guess, oh, it looks like you're experiencing such and such. And they guess reasonably accurately. And there's this quality of sweet interest in you. They just want to help you move through this upset. That's right. Keep going. And now also notice how they're having soothed you, attuned to you, comforted you. This is also a shared experience. That there's this kind of sense of belonging, that you feel with them. That you're this little family. And now, this is very, very interesting. Notice how the way that the perfect nurturers have treated you over the last 5 minutes directly disconfirms this old negative belief that you had about self, other, and world. Notice that. It's very curious. Okay, good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to float back to before this negative scene ever happened. So you identified a scene, and now you're going to float back to before it ever happened. And now we're going to redo the scene. But this time, you're going to be with the perfect nurturers, and the negative scene does not happen, and rather a related but positive outcome happens. So go ahead and float back to right before the scene happened. And now start the scene, but now this time it goes really well. And you have the perfect nurturer supporting you. Okay, so now redo the scene. That's right, keep going. Keep going, shaping and reshaping the scene in such a way that it just goes perfectly. That's right. Keep going. Okay. Good. All right. And now in the next exercise, we're going to kind of flip back and forth between the old negative belief and the old negative scene and this new positive belief and these positive experiences that we had with the perfect nurturers. And this switching back and forth forces emotional memory reconsolidation. So now bring up the old negative scene and the old negative belief. And now switch over to the positive experiences that you had with the perfect nurturers and these positive beliefs that you developed with them. And just switch back and forth at a pace that works for you. And at each turn, you emphasize the positive more. So keep going with that. Keep going. That's right. And now only reinforce the positive belief. And reinforce it in such a way that you really feel it in the body, feel it in the mind. See how you're a delight. See how what you want matters. How you are fundamentally good. See how it's good for you to set boundaries and go after what you want. Really feel into that. Okay. And now, given this more positive way of viewing yourself, other, and world, we're going to look into the future of our real adult lives going forward. We'll first start with our social lives. So see yourself moving through your life, interacting with others in ways that are important and meaningful to you. And see how these others delight in you. See how you feel understood by them, valued by them. And also, of course, you value them. You attune to them. You understand them. It's so easy to connect. Go ahead and see that now. And now this is important. Notice how these positive experiences with others informs you as to your sense of self. See how he's like, yeah, I'm a good person. I'm valued. I'm important. See how it's like, oh yeah, I'm the kind of person that can have my desired impact on others. See that, feel into that. Okay, good. And now for just 1 minute, now see yourself going after your explorations, going after the things that are meaningful to you. And see yourself feeling really supported and feeling like you can go after whatever it is that you want. You can have your perfect nurturers and your other friends and family supporting you as you go after what you deem important. Go ahead and see that now. Okay. And now, see how your ability to go after what you deem important, how this also informs you as to your sense of self. This informs you that, aha, I have agency. I can have an impact on the world. Really feel into that. Okay, good. We'll go ahead and wrap up the meditation. I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.